Your name is, I don't even know how to say your name, Joseph Hedinger?
Hermantinger. Joseph
Hermingen.
Hermantinger.
Okay. And you work for one of the political parties?
I work right now. I'm a staff official of the parliamentary services of a small Austrian state parliament in Salzburg, state of Salzburg. The reason why we know each other and why we talk today is because we used your method of wisdom councils within a special committee inside this parliament to bring about democracy reform. And by doing so came to some results that are now in a political discussion and become real more and more, step by step.
How do they become real? Can you give an example?
One of the suggestions we got out of the Wisdom Council, for example, was, because it was very surprising for me, that a group of normal people like you and me, non-experts, could come about with such an idea, was to measure wealth and economic success of a constituency not by GDP or GRP in that case, but by some index of happiness, which is of course common in some other places in the world, but that people would in a very material way, very rich part of the world would come about. Let's talk about our politics or about our politicians and what they do for us. Let's talk about not in terms of economic wealth or economic outcome, but in terms of how happy people are actually with their lives. And this is one of the things we are going to do in Salzburg. We will introduce, if the legislation passes, we will introduce kind of a happiness index, which is currently developed in one of our universities. Every year or every 2 years, have this index brought into the house and being discussed like the normal annual or biannual budget.
Nice.
Yes. Really.
And that came out of the Wisdom Council?
That came out of the Wisdom Council.
Well, that's wonderful. I didn't know about that. That's great. So, yeah, I think that's consistent with my experience in that it's almost politically impossible for a politician to bring something forward like that and have it be received. Well, I don't know. It seems like if a politician brings that forward, first of all, there's like a debate that happens, and then it may come forward, but it doesn't have the momentum of the people behind it saying, yeah, this is how we want to measure ourselves. This is how we want to, and I think that's the most important piece is that it is the style of talking that creates this idea.
Yes.
Has a momentum that people can get excited about it and move forward with it.
Yes, right. I mean, what we see is that out of the Wisdom Councils that took place in Salzburg so far, which were three of them on the state level, people. One of the most stunning experiences people told me about was that they felt that they would have some kind of, I would not say power, but an impact on how politics are done.
Nice.
Of course, there's always the political side to it. So at the end of the day, some politicians would decide about the matter. But in our view, that's the reason why they are elected in the first place. The other question is, how do they get to the issues to address? And as you mentioned beforehand, if a politician comes up with an issue, the first thing that happens is that everybody else within the political system uses the issue for positioning. So they're either for or against the whole thing, but nobody seems to have real interest in bringing the change about, really. Huh. And if they, this was my experience, if they see that there is the population behind this, then the necessity of really bringing it about is not in question anymore. There is no bargaining, no positioning. There is just politics that are really eager to bring the change about. And so I think that the change that is really necessary can only come out of the population. Politics will help to a certain degree, but there comes the point where politics is so self-involved, because that's how the whole system is constructed, that the real change that needs to happen cannot be expected from them. Nice. So this change has to come out of the population.
Wow, that's great. And so this is tying into the first questions you were going to ask me. Apparently you're answering them now in a way similar, in a better way maybe than what I had in mind.
The reason why I wanted to ask you the question is we have this democracy reform in Salzburg. We have the Wisdom Council as a new form of participatory democracy in other parts of Austria and on the national level, even on the national level of Germany. I learned some days ago, they do Wisdom Councils for the post-review process on environmental care and sustainability. But we face a change in how we do politics nowadays. We have, on the one hand side, we become very, very expert-like, and on the other hand, we going into very strange extremes of opinion. Almost fanatical opinions about how the world is built, and for example the refugee crisis in Europe, or the dissolution of the European Union after